That's the Newsboys with Stand on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And it's so good to be able to stand on the truth of God's word, to stand on his promises, to stand on everything that we have in God. And you know what, Ryan? I'm going to be standing on a lot of things like that when we talk about what day it is today.
What day is it? This fun little time every morning, weekday morning, as we look at the calendar and the different holidays and try to fool Beth. Anyway, so we got real holidays every day of the year. They're kind of weird sometimes. And I pick two off the list that are real, and I make a third one up, and you and Beth try to guess which is the fake day. So yeah. We got National Golf Lovers Day today.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure. Not really a golf lover. But
me neither.
My favorite part is just hitting the ball as hard as I can. So I guess a golf range would be what I would do.
Okay.
But yeah. It's a cinnamon roll day.
Ah, cinnamon rolls. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now I want one. Okay. National Get Funky Day.
So, what?
National Get Funky Day.
Get funky.
Yeah. They let loose and have fun by celebrating the funky side of life. Music, dance, fashion. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Get funky day.
All righty then. Oh, let's talk.
Okay. What you got?
National Golf Lovers Day. I took a golf class in college.
Did you really?
I did. I had to have 2 physical education credits in college.
Oh, yeah. That's why I took tennis.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody gave me some advice to either take golf or racquetball at the time, because if you were going to do anything related to business,
mm-hmm.
those are the 2 sports that you should probably take. Now, racquetball, not my thing, so I decided to take golf. I am horrible at golf. You say you liked hitting the ball as hard as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
I like attempting to hit the ball as hard as I can. I never got the ball off the tee. Never. And just air ball.
You just made divots.
Pretty much.
They called you the farmer.
Kind of. Yep. Yep. Blazed a lot of trails in the sod. So, yeah. Not a good player. Cinnamon rolls. Yum.
Yeah.
Highly in favor of cinnamon rolls. National Get Funky Day. This is entertaining to me.
I just kind of want to dance for some reason.
I know. This is entertaining to me because of all the work that I did over the summer to get the Spanish ministry on the air. I had to do a lot of research on Spanish language Christian music artists. And there is an artist named Funky.
That doesn't sound Spanish to me.
Didn't to me either. But he has now become one of my favorite Christian Spanish artists.
So he's good.
An artist named Funky.
Yeah.
LaDonna Alvarado and I laugh about this. So, yes.
Let's pull in one of the
Javier
songs.
Javier Rodriguez and Funky. Mm. Yes. So anyway, look Funky up. Good stuff. So anyway, National Get Funky Day. I just think of some of the songs by
Funky.
Funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days isn't real, though. But.
I know. So which one is it? Unfortunately, I have to say National Get Funky Day is the one I don't believe. But it could be true. I don't know. I don't know.
Mouse is hovering over the buttons.
I know. Oh.
Which is that where you're going?
I'm
going
to say that's the one you made up. National Get Funky Day.
Well, Beth.
Oh, yay. Okay.
But here's the interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. There is a day.
It is not Get Funky Day.
What is it?
But you can still celebrate Get Funky Day tomorrow.
Oh, really?
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Because when I was doing this, I looked at Saturday and I was like, oh, that's a fun one. That will be the fake one, but it's tomorrow.
So it's tomorrow.
If you really wanted to get funky today, you can just wait and do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow. Fine.
Here's Worship Through from Tasha Layton, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.